So next we welcome Jamaica Miles, and here to interview her is Hudson Mohawk Magazine correspondent Elizabeth Press.
Thank you, Gabe, for having us. So over the course of the last week, racial justice activists have been arrested in Saratoga Springs under warrants related to a July 14th protest. That's right, Jamaica Miles is here from all of us to talk about the significance of what has been happening in Saratoga Springs. Jamaica, welcome back to the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
Thank you for having me back.
So just lay out for us a brief overview for our audience that may not have been keeping tabs on what has been going on. What has been happening with activists in Saratoga Springs since Tuesday?
What we're seeing is a troubling trend that's developing, not just in Saratoga, but across the greater capital region. We're seeing activists, advocates, and organizers everywhere being targeted in multiple ways, including being arrested. And this is an attempt to deny them and the people of the rights of free speech and assembly. We're looking at tactics of fear and intimidation. It's an all-out attack on protesters and an attack on our First Amendment rights of free speech and assembly. That's literally what's happening.
And Jamaica, today you were personally arraigned this morning in Saratoga Springs. Can you tell us for what and tell us a little bit about what happened?
Sure. When I saw that a number of individuals were being arrested, I had my attorney reach out and find out if my name was on a warrant. And at first, they actually said I didn't have a warrant and then called back and said, oh, no, she does have one. And we want her to come in tomorrow, meaning today. Now, mind you, had I not called, they would have just shown up. And we're talking about something that could have been accomplished with a summons for any number of individuals. These are misdemeanor charges. And so one is for disorderly conduct, which is something a number of individuals have. The other charge is for unlawful imprisonment, which some people have that charge, others do not. I am one of those individuals that also has that charge against me. And so I went to Saratoga and I turned myself in. I was handcuffed when I walked in the building for no reason other than they just felt like it. It was completely unnecessary. They took me down, they processed me, and then I sat in a room for hours before I was in front of the judge to be arraigned on charges. And I pled not guilty because I am not guilty.
And this unlawful imprisonment, do you understand that charge? And could you explain it to us?
So I'm not a lawyer, and I definitely don't want to try to get into the details of what the actual charges are. But it's in the second degree. There's a specific penal code. And for both of these charges against myself and other organizers and activists, it is the duty of Saratoga to prove, you know, that we are guilty of those charges. But that's not really what's happening here. It's not in the spirit of justice. It's in the spirit of silencing people. This is an intimidation tactic. And it's not new, right? During the civil rights era, we saw organizers and activists being arrested, right, by droves, put in cages, and attempting to silence not just them, but to deter other people from exercising their First Amendment rights. So it's less about the charges and the fact that they are using their power in an abusive manner to try to silence individuals and deny them their First Amendment rights.
And to stay on that for a minute, Jamaica Miles, you know, you were arraigned today, but this is not the end of it. You now have to show up for court. And same with the other, is it five activists that were also arrested Tuesday before the city council meeting?
There were five individuals arrested. Saratoga has said there are additional names on a list that have warrants, and they will be executing additional arrests. And after arraignment, I mean, the process of our court system, you get arraigned, and then there's another court date, and there's an entire process. And depending on, you know, your access to legal support and the calendar and a whole number of factors, you know, we're talking about months the case with Jaden Kute in Albany, it took a year. But it was a year of fighting, and those charges were dismissed in the name of justice. So it could be months, it could be a year, depending on what happens in Saratoga, but not just Saratoga, because we're seeing this attack across the greater Capital Region, including from sitting city council members in the city of Schenectady.
And I would like to give you a minute to just go into a little bit more the idea of this as an intimidation tactic, a silencing of activist voices in the region, and also how it is historical, a historically used tactic.
Yeah. So with my two young children deciding that now's a good time, we know that whenever we have seen in history a move forward towards actual humanity for everyone and justice for everyone, the pendulum swings back in the opposite way. And it's usually done through arrests of marginalized groups, changes in policy that take back those human rights. And this has happened time and time again. So if it's that someone happens to, try to publicly call out someone for their free speech, then that is to say, you know what, I as a government official and acting in my government role to condemn your free speech, which is actually against the First Amendment. The First Amendment being the First Amendment was written to say you can speak out against the government, and the government is not to use its power to prevent you from speaking. So if you put someone in a jail for hours, and some of the activists were in jail for 8 hours. There was another activist that was held overnight. That is trauma. And it's not something that you shake. And you're saying, hey, I will do this to you unless you stop speaking. You're using your power. You're abusing your power to try to prevent people from using their First Amendment right of free speech and right to assemble.
Now, the police chief last month or the month before said this is what he was going to use. He was going to use his historic placement to shut it down, to shut down the protests that have been taking place. And I was wondering if you could comment on that in addition to the timing of it. These protests that people have warrants out for them took place back in July. Why now?
So there are comments on social media that residents in Saratoga have presented, hey, did you do this now because track season is over and you didn't want tourists to see you acting this way? The fact that we've had those sitting in power in position and city council members and police chiefs saying, we're here for the Constitution. I support the 225 years of the Constitution. And in the same breath saying, I will use 130 years of my privilege and power to prevent these protesters from ever speaking again. They contradict themselves. What they simply mean is that you have the freedom of speech unless your speech is something I don't agree with, which is against the Constitution of the United States. So the timing of it being after track season, but not just after track season. Remember, we have been protesting for more than 18 months now. And myself, personally, it goes beyond 18 months. This didn't all begin for me after the murder of George Floyd or Ahmaud Arbery. I've been doing this work for years. And this is the first time I've ever been arrested.
Jamaica Miles, as we start to near the end of this interview, I wanted to ask what happens now. Obviously, you go to court on October 7th, and other activists will be going to court. But how can the community stand by activists who are being intimidated in their towns?
There is a petition going up on the All of Us page tonight. That will be a petition that says drop all charges, stop demonizing protesters, and that it is for the greater Capital Region, that you don't accept this in Albany, in Schenectady, in Saratoga, that you don't accept criminalizing the First Amendment rights of our residents and citizens anywhere. You can sign that petition so that you then can be connected for when there are other actions so that you know when to make a phone call to the DA's office, when to send an email, when to show up in person, because we need to mobilize. We need to show them there are more of us, that we truly are united. We're not dividing people. We are uniting people of the common cause of justice, freedom, access, and opportunity for all of us, not just some of us.
Jamaica Miles from All of Us Community Action Group. Thank you for joining us again on the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.